Track 9 and more new stories. A new workshop dedicated to refurbishing large domestic appliances for resale across Devon has now opened. Suez Recycling and Recovery UK Limited, who operate 18 household waste recycling centres on behalf of Devon County Council, including the Brunel Road Recycling Centre in Newton Abbott, has opened their new reuse hub in North Devon. Skilled technicians will thoroughly clean and refurbish a wide range of white goods, such as refrigerators, freezers and washing machines, which will then be distributed to reuse shops at household waste recycling centres, including Newton Abbott, for resale. The refurbished items will be safely and function tested to ensure that they meet safety and quality standards. Each appliance will have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Initially set up in September 2023 to safety test small electrical items, such as radios, televisions and electric lamps for resale, the hub then began refurbishing bicycles. The expansion of the reuse hub follows a major recycling milestone being reached. As of last autumn, more than 10,000 tonnes of discarded everyday items, such as bikes, televisions and furniture, have been diverted for reuse since 2012. Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Biodiversity, said domestic appliances are essential, but to buy new, they are also expensive. And at a time when family finances continue to be under huge pressure to be able to replace them when things go wrong with something affordable and reliable is difficult for many families. That's why the expansion of the reuse hub by Suez is such great news. We are not only extending the life of these items and demonstrating our continued commitment to sustainability and the circular economy, but we are providing essential household items at affordable prices.
Council set to trial pothole repair blitz. The highways team at Devon County Council, DCC, will carry out a repair blitz on potholes in a few trial areas of the county, while approving an £83 million programme of capital-funded highway maintenance schemes. The County Council's Cabinet heard from Councillor Dan Thomas, Cabinet Member for Highways, who stated that the condition of Devon's roads is not up to scratch because the county is grossly under-resourced by central government. Councillors backed proposals to trial areas where all potholes would be filled rather than just dealing with safety defects. Although the exact details are still to be agreed, this pilot would be used to establish the budget implications of changing maintenance procedures. Around £56 million of this year's highway maintenance capital budget will be invested in road maintenance and surface treatments, with the remainder being allocated to bridges and structures, street lighting, traffic signals, public rights of way and other highway assets.
Devon County Council avoids going over budget. Devon County Council ended the 24-25 financial year without going over budget, but only by relying on temporary savings and a one-off government funding, the authority has said. A report went to its cabinet on Wednesday the 25th of June showing that the council managed to stay within its £637.5 million budget and balance the books despite growing demand for services like social care and support for children with special educational needs and disabilities. Devon County had been expecting to overspend by nearly £4 million in November, but managed to avoid this through a mix of short-term measures, including delaying some projects, not filling vacant jobs and using a one-off grant from the government. The report also shows that £40 million in planned savings were delivered across the council services, though this fell short of the £50 million target. Councillor James Bujaski, Cabinet Member for Finance, said, "This is not a moment to celebrate, but it is a moment to be honest. Officers have worked incredibly hard to balance the books, and that deserves recognition. But let's be clear, this balance position was only achieved by using temporary fixes, and it's not a sign that everything is fine. We have inherited a fragile financial position with reserves slashed from 300 million to 70 million in just a few years, and a special needs education deficit now over 169 million. The public deserves honesty. We are facing some of the most difficult financial conditions in decades, and we cannot keep doing things the old way. Our new administration is committed to rebuilding trust and making services more sustainable by working differently, being open about the challenges, and focusing on generally what really matters to people. Councillor Buczewski also added that the council must now plan ahead carefully and work closely with partners to find better, more sustainable ways to support Devon's communities.
Parliament of Brownies take on Town Council. Tynmouth Brownies shared their thoughts on how Tynmouth could be improved on a visit to the Town Council last Tuesday. The Brownies, who had recently been on a tour of Tynmouth, told councillors that they really liked the play park and the flowers in Tynmouth. However, they felt that the town needs more bike racks and bins. Mayor Councillor Kate Williams had invited the Brownies to Bitton House so they could learn about local government and democracy. After touring Bitton House, the Brownies experienced democracy in action as they decided whether Tynmouth's mascot should be Sydney Seagull or Colin Crabb. After changing Sydney's name to Sandy, the Seagull soared to victory.
Teignbridge Council wants your ideas. Teignbridge residents are invited to help shape the future of councils in Devon as part of local government reorganisation. In December 2024, the government announced plans to simplify local government structures across England. As part of local government reorganisation, or LGB, areas like Devon, currently served by both district and county councils, a two-tier system, are being asked to consider moving to a single-tier system known as a unitary authority. In response, Teignbridge District Council has been working closely with councils across Devon to explore options. As requested by the government, a joint outline proposal was submitted in March 2025 on behalf of all of Devon's district councils except Exeter. The proposal includes keeping Plymouth as a standalone unitary authority, creating a new unitary authority combining South Hams, Teignbridge, West Devon and Torbay, forming another unitary authority covering East Devon, Mid Devon, North Devon, Torridge and Exeter. Other councils in Devon have also submitted alternative proposals, and it will be for the government to decide on the final future council structure. Before final recommendations are made to government in November 2025, Teignbridge District Council wants to hear from as many local voices as possible. How to get involved? Attend one of the council's informal drop-in sessions across Teignbridge this July, or complete the online service available on the council's website.